From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to officials and hospital sources. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad and has more details.
What we understand from the officials in Charsada, which is around 150 kilometers from Islamabad towards northwest, is that four gunmen who basically, two of them were suicide bombers. They attacked this so-called Bacha Khan University in the town of Charsada in the morning, just when the students were beginning to undertake their classes. And in fact, there was an internal annual ceremony also taking place when these four attackers entered the campus and started indiscriminately firing at students and teachers and causing so many casualties. But according to officials, there were enough security on the campus that prevented and confined these attackers to one of the blocks of the university. And that's where this six-hour-long gun battle then continued.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Witnesses in the Afghan capital of Kabul say there's been a suicide car bomb attack near the Russian embassy. Pictures from the scene posted on social media show a black smoke billowing into the sky. There's no immediate reports of casualties as details of the incident are still coming in. This comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting Wednesday with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Zurich, Switzerland, as part of a trip to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia for talks on various issues, including Syria and North Korea. This is VOA News. Adding border checks to Europe's passport-free area would cost 3 billion euros or $3.3 billion a year in lost business. That's according to the bloc's chief executive Wednesday, seeking to reinforce a message that impulsive measures to curb migrant flows would hurt the economy. With 1.7 million workers crossing the EU internal borders every day, the European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, said every hour of waiting time at the border had a cost. He said, one after another, we close the borders, and once they're all closed, we will see that the economic cost is huge. That's Juncker speaking to the European Parliament in Strasbourg. The International Labor Organization predicts global unemployment will worsen over the next 2 years, with emerging and developing economies bearing the brunt of the jobless market. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The International Labor Organization finds more than 197 million people around the world were unemployed at the end of last year, 27 million more than the pre-crisis level of 2007. The ILO forecasts 2.3 million more people will be out of work by the end of this year, with an additional 1.1 million jobless in 2017 to reach 201.5 million unemployed. ILO Director General Guy Ryder says the slow growth of the global economy is not generating enough jobs to reverse a continuing increase in the high unemployment situation in the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The oldest Christian monastery in Iraq has been reduced to a field of rubble, another victim of the Islamic State group's destruction of heritage sites that it considers heretical. St. Elijah's Monastery in Mosul had survived for 1,400 years. However, satellites photos obtained by the Associated Press confirm fears that St. Elijah's Monastery of Mosul had been completely wiped out. The imagery analyst Stephen Wood reviewed pictures and identified the date of destruction between August 27th and September 28th of 2014.
There's nothing left. Small piles of rocks, perhaps, but nothing that would look like the monastery.
The Islamic State group now controls large parts of Iraq and Syria, and its fighters have destroyed buildings and ruins that are historically and culturally significant. Asian stock prices took another dive Wednesday thanks to further drop in global oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year. Tokyo's Nikkei index lost nearly 4% by the end of the trading day. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.